Mayor de Blasio delivered his fifth State of the City address in Brooklyn last night. Traditionally, mayors use these speeches as an opportunity to unveil big new programs or development ideas. But as the mayor starts his second term, he chose to describe his vision for New York City, one that makes it not just the safest big city in America, but also the fairest. Joining us now by Skype to talk about what this means is WNYC City Hall and Politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So what does it mean to the mayor for New York to be the fairest big city in America?
Well, Richard, that's a good question. This is a theme the mayor's been talking about since he won re-election at his inauguration and again last night. Unlike when he says the safest big city in America, which, you know, we can measure through crime stats, The mayor's definition of fairness is a lot broader, more nebulous, and harder to measure. It's really a new way to describe his ongoing fight against inequality. He laid out a 12-point plan, which he said would help the city reach that goal, but it was striking how little was new there. He talked about his plans to expand early education to three-year-olds, tackle the opioid epidemic, and ensure mental health care is available to all New Yorkers. Those are all existing programs.
Okay, so was there anything new in this state of the city?
There was. What was new was the mayor's focus on the health of our democracy. I want to play a clip for you about how he transitioned from that idea of fairness and greater equality to that.
You can't fight for greater equality with less democracy. History teaches us that fundamental social change comes from the bottom up, not from the top down.
And that's where the mayor's Democracy NYC plan came in.
Now, you've spent a lot of time reporting on these issues here in the city, from problems at the Board of Elections to the challenges of political participation. How is the mayor proposing to address these issues?
Well, he presented a 10-point plan.
Bridget, all right, you're saying the mayor talked about 12 points about fairness, now 10 points about democracy last night. That's a lot of points.
That's right, Richard. Over the course of nearly 70 minutes, he laid out 22 points.
Lots of points.
And democracy. De Blasio really framed it as a crisis, warning about the threats posed by the Trump administration and connecting that to the need for greater voter turnout and participation at the local level, along with some new government transparency measures. Now, what's somewhat ironic is that this comes from a mayor who was reelected with among the lowest levels of voter turnout and who has been criticized for the lack of transparency of his administration.
So what are some of the specifics?
So he plans to name a chief democracy officer, which we reported ahead of time. But we learned that that person will be tasked with reinvigorating how agencies handle voter registration and registering 1.5 million voters in the next 4 years. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
He also plans to appoint a charter revision commission. The last one was under Mayor Bloomberg in 2010. That commission will be charged with looking at the city's campaign finance laws to get big money out of politics. And he also wants to figure out how to take some of the voter outreach responsibilities he says the Board of Elections fails at and get them back to city government. And interestingly, he gave the example of the notices they send out when poll sites change. That's something Jenny Yee and I reported on last fall and found that those changes can impact tens of thousands of voters. Now, the Board of Elections gets its power from state election law, and the city often struggles when trying to get it to make any changes. So this would really be an attempt to get around that. But it's also worth noting that public advocate Tish James and Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer have also proposed legislation for a charter revision commission. So it's going to be interesting to see if there's pushback on the mayor's proposal.
And Bridget, just finally, what kind of reaction did you hear from people afterwards?
Well, one of the first people I spoke to was actually public advocate Tish James, and She was pretty critical. She said she wanted the mayor to speak more about local borough-based issues and less about his political vision. Here's a little piece of her reaction, but I want to warn you, there's some loud music in the background since we were still in the King's Theater where the speech was last night.
I wanted to focus on potholes. We've got huge potholes in the city of New York. What are we doing about that? I wanted to focus on issues that everyday New Yorkers care about, and I didn't hear enough about that. I wanted to hear more about property taxes. I didn't hear enough about that.
And just for those keeping score, James is considered a possible mayoral candidate in 2021. So some of that criticism is also her own political positioning. But overall, she said the speech focused too much on national issues. And that's a criticism the mayor often faces, especially now that he's term limited and there are questions about his national ambitions.
Okay, potholes and snow removal. That could make or break a mayor, right, Bridget?
That's right.
WMSC's Bridget Bergen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.